So, Jack, you've invested a lot of yourself in this radio station as a volunteer broadcaster. And all of our volunteers are, I mean, all of our broadcasters are volunteers. So nobody's paid that you hear on the air. We have a couple staff people that keep the wheels rolling and the engines going here. But I guess my question to you would be, why are you such a stalwart supporter of KRFY?
To me, the radio station is something unique in a community. It's a way where people share energy every single day. You know, we come in here and we sit or work on our shows, and so it's a constant contribution, let's say, to community. It's and I think the passion that all of us feel is really evident in what we do for the station. It's not like it's just a weekly or monthly or getting some kind of material together. It's really evident to the community that we're working for them, let's just say.
Mm-hmm. And it is very immediate, isn't it?
It's like you have to really be on. You have to really, your mind has to be set in a fashion that is already about people, about humanity, about social good, about integrity. I mean, it's a rare thing to offer that to a community all the time.
And in the community radio world, it's a rare thing to have one in a rural community.
Oh, yeah.
And as we know, we went to a conference on community radios over in Olympia few years ago.
And they asked us questions.
How are you guys
pulling this off?
I know. It's a miracle. Well, we have a lot of support. And I was down in Spokane at the KYRS, which is a community radio station in Spokane. And they don't have half the underwriters that we do. And they said, how did you do that and get so many underwriters to support you? And they said, people see the value of having a community radio station, having the voice of our community. We have teenagers that have a show, CP at 3, that's Cedar Post at 3 on Thursdays and Friday nights. And that's pretty unique to be able to hear what our young people are doing. They're silly and goofy sometimes. They have great musical taste, by the way. Uh-huh. And so we're lucky.
Yeah.
In so many ways. And your show has been a cornerstone of our local broadcasters offering you probably already mentioned, 8 years plus.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't mention that from 2014.
Mm-hmm.
It's helped me grow in a way, and I know it's helped the community from the feedback I get from people. I mean, total strangers walk up to me in the street and say, I just love listening. And then they say something like, I can't believe this isn't on national radio. And it is special that it's created here and broadcast only here, exclusively here.
You know, thinking about national output for your show especially, because it isn't just for North Idaho, it could be, what would that be called?
Syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
that
certainly could.
Good.
Yeah.
It's that good.
And I wonder, I assume you're recording them all.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, we have 120 shows set up to play during the times that I'll be gone from Sandpoint. So people will be able to hear them. And they'll be from years back, so people who've missed the shows in the past can, you know, obviously hear them now.
Yeah, because a lot of folks didn't. I didn't get really turned on to it until you were doing it for a couple of years, you know. So there's a treasure trove there for us.
Yeah. And I know that you have friends all over the world because you're an international sort of person, and they're listening too because we stream. And so your friends in New York City, they just have to be up later.
That's right. New York and Texas and California now. I have friends who listen in those places.
Probably Hawaii, too.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're talking with Jackie because we have the fall auction coming up. It's a big fundraiser for us.
And you, just because I know all about it, right now you can go online and preview all of the auction items. I think we have 31 auction items. And you go to biddingforgood.com/KRFY, and you can preview. The auction opens October 1st at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and it runs for a week. It runs through the 9th at noon. So it's a fun thing. There's all kinds of things. We'll get into that a little bit. We have two more groups of guests to come in this morning to talk about what they've donated. Mm-hmm. And that's our fall online auction coming up. You can preview now at biddingforgood.com/KRFY.
Yeah, so if you like community radio, if you appreciate what we do here, then this is a really nice way to support us. So you get something out of it, and your money that you are bidding out here on these different items, it's so critical for us to be able to stay on the air with this kind of support. So, folks, and you can look for that link as well on our website, krfy.org, in about 2 hours.
Oh, I wondered if you got that on, Chris.
That's my job to put it on there, and I haven't got it up there yet, but I will have that up. So you could go to krfy.org, look in the right column, you'll see a link to Bidding for Good, or just go to biddingforgood.org, I believe it is.
It's biddingforgood.com/KRFY.
And you can get a preview of all the great things we have. We have some really cool things in the
auction. Yeah, we certainly do. I think what impresses me about the way the station goes about this is that our fundraising is so focused, and it's relatively short amount of time from the 1st to the 9th. So it's good that we remind people about it often, because we don't do it for weeks or months at a time like other national stations. We're really just...
That's right.
Just really focused. And so the audience will respond, and they usually have. Oh. These past years has been really successful.
Right.
And we've been really grateful for the support.
And the good news about Bidding for Good, it's a national site.
Oh, yeah.
So things like the Turks and Caicos condo, ooh, which is a big ticket item, yeah, usually go to people in North Carolina or Virginia. So, you know, people go to these auction sites, especially Bidding for Good, because it's all nonprofits, which is really cool, and find things and bid on them. Some things we don't send things, but gift certificates go out the door to all kinds of places around the country.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I think, Jackie Henry, and I want to say thanks again for your donation to the auction and for being a just stellar broadcaster here as well. It's a $300 gift certificate, Northwest Handmade. Anything else you want to throw in? We're going to listen to a song, and we're going to bring in a couple other guests here in just a second.
Well, the only thing I want to add is this is just about the greatest team of people I've worked at, any either profit or nonprofit organization. So anybody who is even remotely thinking about in getting involved in community work that's vital and fun as
fun,
all,
yeah,
get out. This is the group of people to do it with.
Yeah, well, thanks for finding us years
Thank
ago
you.
And finding out that we're part of your wheelhouse, as you said that day.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Jackie.
Well, we're going to listen to a song called "The My Radio." It's the community radio song. It's by an artist named Tom Florek. And Susie, who are we having in here after that song?
Well, next we're going to have Don Childress and Julie Calamine, who have donated. Well, we'll find out what they've donated.
Okay.
So stay with us, and you'll find out. It's a really cool thing also.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to hear this My Radio, and it's only 2.5 minutes. We'll be back after that. So stay with us.
My radio makes me smile. It likes to twist my dials. It plays stuff that I like. There's people behind that mic. And those people are folks I know. I get to hear them on the radio. Some speak so musically. We're a community. We're a community. Filled up with life and art, sharing things truthfully. Speak up right from your heart. My radio don't get paid. It's a little bit renegade. My radio makes me cheer. I like to volunteer. We're a community. We're quite diverse and patient. We're a community. And here's our radio station. My radio plays it cool. Its budget is minuscule. Sometimes it's cutting edge. My radio makes me pledge. I listen when I go walk, and I listen to local talk. My radio has no fear. It's just as beautiful as everyone here. We're a community filled up with life and art, sharing things truthfully. Speak up right from your heart. We're a community. We're quite diverse and patient. We're a community. And here's our radio station.
And that was Tom Florek with a song we like around here.
That is a great song, Chris.
What, Susie, introduce our second set of guests here.
Okay, well, we're here with KRFY broadcasters because this is the launch of our fall online auction, which is the biggest fundraiser for this nonprofit commercial-free radio station called KRFY. It's your community radio station. And right now, we have Julie Calamine and Don Childress. Good morning, Julie and Don.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you guys for coming in.
And you're part of this station. You both have shows. We'll get into that a little bit. But what we want to mention, first of all, is you've made a really generous donation. This is your second year with this kind of donation. And it's a fly fishing float down the Kootenai River donation.
It sure is. Don, why don't you tell everyone about it, since you are the international fly fisherman?
Well, and you are one of the mainstays of this radio station, so perhaps you should. But I will go. I will start it, and you can follow in with what I've forgotten. We did this last year, and we got a couple, two ladies from Delaware. So KRFY has an not necessarily international, but certainly a national presence here. They donate every year to a charity, and KRFY came up on this list of charities, and they thought this sounded like a fun thing for them to do. So they drove out here from Delaware and met us in Libby. We spent the night there. We had breakfast with them, and then took the two of them out, Julie and I, in Julie's drift boat, and floated to Kootenai, and they all caught fish.
And you've forgotten also in your drift boat. We had two boats that day. It was really fun.
We did have two boats. We each took one of the ladies, and then we had a lunch. We had a lunch prepared for them and us, and then we switched ladies. So we each got to spend time. And they weren't, how should we say it, they weren't overly proficient fly fisher people, but we were able to help them with their casts a little bit. So that's one of the benefits. If you're not a seasoned fly fisher, we can help you with your cast. We provide the flies. We tell you where we think the fish might be, and we've all had a lot of fun.
We really did. And another thing that I'll say is we actually caught some fish. And a benefit for you and me, Don, has been that we've been spending more time on the Kootenai. What a beautiful, just pristine river. Not that many folks fish it, and I just keep getting to know it more and more and love that river.
One of the benefits of us doing that is we have to go out a couple of times before to sort of relearn the river. Every year the river changes, so it gets us a chance to go out and sample the fishing ourselves.
Yeah, I would say it was a win-win. We all really enjoyed it.
Definitely.
Tough duty, you guys.
We gave a lot, Chris. We really sacrificed.
I've done that float trip myself once, years ago. with a buddy, and it is really, it's just glorious. It really is. You know, I mean, and we caught a bunch of fish, actually. And I probably am not that much ahead of the gals you were teaching to cast. But I think I caught six nice, fat little trout. And it was a ton of fun. It's just floating down the river is a magic unto itself.
Yeah. There's a lot to see on the river, even without fishing. There's a ton of bird life. There's eagles. There's ospreys. We see deer every trip. And it's just it's a exploring nature.
And depending on the stretch we fish next year, there is one stretch where you're guaranteed to see the bighorn sheep.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're always there. The takeout is called sheep. Bighorn.
No, it's called bighorn.
Bighorn.
Right.
Something like that.
So down near China Rapids? You know what they call China Rapids?
We're actually fishing above that.
Above that. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's and there's some white water. You know, we get some rollers going through.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit.
Nothing too scary.
Nothing.
Of course, you go a little bit farther down, and there is Kootenai Falls. So you stay away from that, of course.
I just want to remind our listeners, we're speaking with Don Childress and Julie Calamine, both seasoned KRFY broadcasters who have donated a Kootenai River. It's called a day-long drift boat float on the Kootenai River. And I know that if you were just to go out and find someone to take you out on the Kootenai River, this would be the value is what I'm trying to get to. This is a big deal. This is not a little deal. And, you know, as you're talking about the women from last year from New Hampshire back east, they really were not seasoned, but you guys are experts, international pros. And everybody starts somewhere. So if that was their first or second experience drift boating with fly fishing, they had the best experience with both of you. So what is the value? I mean, if you were just go out and get this.
If you were to go out and hire a professional guide, it would be around $650 today.
Plus per tip. No, for the day. Plus tip.
And you can split that two ways. So last year, they donated almost that amount for the radio station, and they were happy to do it, and I think they felt like they got value for what they paid for.
Oh, no question.
And I don't know if you mentioned this explicitly, Don, but they found our online auction on Bidding for Good, and they just look at that each year, and that's how they find the trip that they want to experience, and they know they're doing some good, too. I loved that.
And let's just throw out there, Bidding for Good, thanks for mentioning that, is a bidding site for auctions all across the country that is specifically for nonprofits, which KRFY is. And if you want to preview our auction right now, folks, you can go to biddingforgood.com/KRFY, and you can preview. The bidding opens on Saturday, the 1st of October at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And first of all, I want to say thank you to both of you for donating last year and this year again, because that is a big ticket item, and it's fun. You're both smiling. You have fun. You like doing this.
It's fun for us. We do enjoy doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you want to tell us a little bit about your shows? Where we got you?
Julie actually has quite a famous show, so Julie, why don't you go first?
The famous
that?
Julie show.
Oh my gosh, it's a mutual admiration club this morning, isn't it, between you and me, Don? All right, I will begin. My show, and you all will have to remind me for how long it's been going on. Is it 6 years now, maybe, Susie? Something like that.
It could be.
So Phil Huff, executive director of Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness, and I have for about 6 years been doing a Tuesday morning show that focuses on the environment, the outdoors, and recreation. And we have certainly enjoyed communicating what's going on those subjects on Tuesday mornings. And I have to say that, again, it's another win-win opportunity for me, because I have learned so much about the community and gotten to know so many wonderful people. I just can't say how much I've appreciated the opportunity. And these silly folks at KRFY accepted me with no radio background, and they just worked with me and worked with me. Susie, you in particular, helped me so much, and I can't say that I've really improved that much, but I do feel more comfortable on air than I did 6 years ago. And that's every Tuesday. And sometimes it'll be me and sometimes Phil and sometimes both of us together. We'll be getting back together more as the year progresses. So that's sort of my show in a nutshell. And Don, you've got, I think, the more interesting show, and it happens once per month. Tell us.
It is once a month, called Fourth Sunday Showtime. And I'm the newbie at the radio station here, and so I'm still learning all the levers and gadgets that go on. My show is Fourth Sunday Showtime, and it's actually about Broadway shows. And what I do is I play the music, but in front of each song, I talk about the play, and so that it leads up to the song, so you understand what the song is about, and you understand the story as we go. And it's usually between 1 and 2 hours, Fourth Sunday at 5 o'clock.
And the interesting thing is, you do have a following for Fourth Sunday Showtime. You even have a group of people that have sponsored. It's a couple. Lori Getz and Clem Yonkers have actually sponsored your show. And they sponsor the Tuesday morning show, too.
Yes, and I need to be reminded to thank them more often for that. So I'll be sure I do that next Tuesday. Thank you, Clem and Lori.
Mm-hmm. And I thank them every time, every fourth Sunday. I thank them. It's very nice of them to do that. And if any other, we accept any sponsors. So if anybody out there would like to help sponsor a show or our show, we really appreciate that.
Typically, what the deal is if you make a donation of $1,000, you have an option to sponsor one of our shows and either get your name put on the radio or just sponsor the show. But that's at the $1,000 level. So we thank Clem and Lori big time.
Profusely, we thank them.
Profusely and big time.
It,
you bet.
Definitely. It keeps us on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are unpaid. We're all unpaid. Everybody in the studio this morning. Nobody's making any money off this deal. We're doing it because we have this idea that community radio is important to our town.
It's a little bit of giving back of what the community does for us. And my last show was last Sunday, and it was My Fair Lady at the request of a listener. So I do take requests. I've had one I had to turn down, which was Jersey Boys, due to some of the language that's used in that play.
I just want to say I was listening last week, Don, and you don't get a lot of feedback, but you sounded really good. And everything was coming through clear, and your commentary was perfect. So, and you sounded good. So.
Very nice of you. Thank you. And the show came about because Susie left her home and came up and helped me with the technical aspect of it before the show. So thank you, Susie, for getting the show on the air last week.
You're welcome.
I guess we could say it takes a small community to keep community radio going.
Yeah, and it's if you're a faithful listener, you know, we don't always 100% of the time hit it right because it's live radio, folks. You know, we can make a goof, and you got to roll with us when that happens. But generally, it's pretty amazing the level of proficiency we have here for all these volunteers that come in and don't have formal training on radio. We do pretty well.
Yeah. So I just want to mention again that we have Julie Calamine, host of the Tuesday Morning Show, co-host, and Don Childress, host of Fourth Sunday Showtime, here with us right now for a special morning show, Wednesday morning show. And we're talking about the online fundraiser for KRFY. It starts October 1st through the 9th. It's online. It's easy. You go to biddingforgood.com/KRFY. But you can actually go there right now and preview the items. And Don and Julie have donated something so cool. A day-long drift boat float on the Kootenai River. So, and there's 32 items on this auction, so check it out, folks.
So when can they redeem the fishing trip? Is it good for a period of time?
Yeah, we work with whoever it is when it's available for them. And also we know kind of when the fishing is best, so we point them in that direction.
Mm-hmm. How's the fishing right now on the Kootenai?
Right now, it's excellent.
Yeah, I would imagine. Are they kind of increasing the release right now, or is it dam controlled? Libby Dam is upstream of this.
Right. And when we were fishing it was between 6,000 and 8,000 CSF, and that's a really good time to fish. In the springtime, it's a little higher than that, the insects are different in the spring than they are in the fall, but there are insects and the fish are feeding all year long.
Mm-hmm. Are you fishing typically surface flies? Are you nymphing? Depending
on the situation, we will be using nymphs or dries.
Yeah.
This last year, we used totally dries all day.
Yeah, which is a really fun way to fish because you see the fish sizing up the fly and coming up and taking it.
Yeah. And right now, the water is pretty low. It's down to 4,000 CSF.
No.
Very low.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're shutting down and holding water back for later on in the year.
Yeah, they have to regulate that. And I know sturgeon hatchery, the sturgeon fishery there is getting consideration with how they regulate those flows as well.
And the bull trout, which are a listed fishery.
Okay. All right, and now I hate to say it, I'm going to go into Tuesday morning show mode for just a moment, because when I was fishing the last time on the Kootenai, we ran into the Montana Fish and Game folk who were surveying and doing some studies of aquatic life and also vegetative life in the Kootenai. And it was interesting for me to learn that further downstream, there are a few more bugs that live there and the fish get a little bigger. You might think the bigger ones would be up by the dam, but that's where the little guys seem to live.
I thought they had a fishery right underneath the dam that has these big old fish. You don't usually catch them on flies, but they're getting...
You actually cannot. It's closed right below the dam.
Okay.
Susie. Okay, a little bit of fishing talk.
Okay,
here.
We can go on and on.
But you guys, Don Childress and Julie Calamine, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for your awesome contribution to community radio here in North Idaho and for your donation to the KRFY online auction coming up.
Thank you, and thank you guys for having the show available every week.
Yeah. And I think the listeners heard our fishing enthusiasm, so bid. Thank you all.
Okay. Very good, Julie.
And we're going to take a quick musical break here. We're going to be back with Bernie Mosier. He does the show just before this morning, actually.
Easy on a Wednesday morning. And he has a very unique donation he gave to the auction. We want to talk about that. We'll be right back.
And here's Taj Mahal with Fishin' Tune. And that was Taj Mahal with the Fishin' Tune. And we played that because our guests just before that are giving away a fishing trip down the Kootenai as part of our fall auction. Susie, what's the fall auction about again?
Well, you know, it's the biggest fundraiser for this wonderful, nonprofit, commercial-free community radio. And it happens once a year in the fall. It's online. So anyone who has connectivity can go and bid on all of these great items, and you go to biddingforgood.com/KRFY. You can preview the auction items now. The auction starts October 1st to the 9th. And it is our biggest fundraiser. We really need this support, and the cool thing is so many people have donated items, and that's what we're doing this morning, is talking to folks who have donated and are part of the station, too. And so who's here with us now, Chris?
Well, this is a fellow who donated something that I personally am going to bid on.
Well, actually, it's not a bid.
It's not a bid.
These are different.
Oh, okay.
These are a
purchase.
All right,
Bernie Mosier, you have a show Easy on a Wednesday morning.
Correct,
which
right.
Runs from, what, 5 to?
5 to 7 a.m.
5 to 7 a.m.
Right.
So you're catching the early rising, the farmer crowd.
I would hope so. I would hope so. Being an old farmer, you bet.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your donation here? Tell us about this.
Well, I've been sitting here in this station, doing the show for years now, and I look up on the wall and I see the KRFY baseball cap, and it belonged to Jerry. And Jerry, I think, is considered one of the angels of this station, and he was here at the very beginning. Bless those folks. And I thought, oh, man, I want one of those hats. And then I thought, well, if I was going to get a hat for myself, it would make a great donation for the radio station. And a much-needed donation since we have the new tower coming online and funds are needed. And, Yeah, and especially with Jerry, you know, I got to see him a little bit when I first started broadcasting here at the station. And I'd see him on the production computer, and he would do his homework. He'd have notebooks on musicians and songs and origins and a little R&B, which is sort of my background. And so we hit it off, and I think of Jerry quite a bit when I look up at that hat and thank him for being one of the first here.
Yeah, he had the 50s show, I think.
60s.
60s. So Bob Hahn is kind of taking over that now, or just playing Bob. But yeah, Jerry loved the 60s and really did a great job, and we miss him. But you've given something kind of unique, and we didn't put this in as a bidding item. We put this in as a buy now. $50 gets you a beautiful KRFY hat. It says KRFY in big letters across the front.
Embroidered
letters. It's really cool.
A limited edition.
And the reason that we put a buy now is at $50 is because we did have, we have a need. An unexpected expense came up for the station when we had to take our antenna off the current, the Blue Sky broadcast tower. That's why we have a kind of low power broadcast right now. But we are almost ready within the next few days to put our antenna back up on a permanent tower with the school district. And this will help.
Great.
Those 12 hats that you donated will help us meet that financial need and financial unbudgeted expense that came up this year.
Yeah, a little bit more on the tower move. The landowner where the tower was placed sold that property, and the new owner took the tower down. So KRFY, and as well as KPND and Blue Sky Broadcast, and they had to move their antennas as well. It was kind of a mad scramble on our part. We were off the air for a couple of days, actually, because the decision to take the tower down, it came kind of suddenly. We knew it was going to be coming, but there's also a permitting process that it's rather complicated.
Very complicated. We had to hire a guy out of Virginia who's an expert on the FCC. We had to apply for possibly being off the air and the low power if we got back on the air, which we did quite fast.
Yeah, in just a matter of two or three days, we were able to get back with a temporary antenna that's on top of the building.
And I want to just give a shout out to two different entities that made that possible. Since we're talking about the tower, KPND, the public radio station down in Spokane, gave us equipment that would make it possible for us to put something up on our roof.
The KRFY, not KPND, it's
KPBX.
KPBX.
Yes,
in Spokane.
Let's make that clear. It's the public radio station out of Spokane, KPBX. We, our production guy team, Jim and Jack, went down there and picked up temporary equipment that we could use. So thank you to our public radio sister station. And also I want to give a shout out to Jack Peterson, because he has been on this like nonstop trying to make it happen. And also the school district for allowing us to now, even in the next few days, put our antenna back up on their tower.
Yes. So, and we should mention, we do lease that at a market rate, so the it benefits the school district as well as us. But, of course, we have that as a monthly expense, and that's one reason we need people to support this radio station to help us meet these fixed costs that we have.
That and the cost of the tower relocation is coming in at around $15,000.
Yes, yes. So. Yeah, I mean, just the process of moving the antenna has been a big new expense that wasn't in our budget. So we have more heat on our on our need this year than we do have in the past several years.
Especially since we operate on a margin, a very tight margin, just to keep the cost down. But because Bernie Mosier, our host of Easy on a Wednesday Morning, donated, went and bought 12 really cool KRFY caps. I think of them as Jerry caps, Jerry KRFY caps. And they are in our online auction, and you can just buy them as soon as the auction's open. Everyone can have one, at least 12 people.
Yeah. There's a limited edition. Just a dozen, folks. So.
And it's a straight-up purchase. So
jump on it.
You better jump on it, because who knows how long those 12 hats will last.
I don't think they're going to last long, because I think Chris Bessler has his eye on one.
Yeah, that's right.
And they make a nice Christmas present.
Cool. That's great. So, I was glad to do it. I thought it was a great idea. And, you know, if you're listening, folks, the online auction starts on October 1st and runs through the 9th. And it's our largest donation event of the year, and we need the money, as you've heard about the tower and all that good stuff. And you go to www.biddingforgood.com/KRFY. So please support us. Thanks for listening.
Bernie, before you get away, a question I like to ask other broadcasters here is, what inspires you? I mean, you know, you put in hours every week in your show. Why do you do it? You're not paid.
You know, a couple reasons. Number one, I love music. And number two, I love public radio. You know, I'm a long-term listener of Pacifica, a lot of community and public radio stations since the 60s, actually. And, you know, the service to the community. In fact, I'll give you a shout out, Chris. You know, I'm a real fan of Wednesday Morning Edition, you know, and the interviews you do with our public political candidates. The interview a couple of weeks ago, I really appreciated with the librarian from Boundary County. And, you know, that's a real service to the community. Mm-hmm. And it gives a voice, mm-hmm. you know, that we can stand up. And I really appreciate it. And so that's, you know, it's like just join in and be a part of.
Yeah, and that's really what we're about here. I mean, it's part of our mission to promote the community, participation, collaboration, vitality, sustainability by delivering independent viewpoints and news and educational program to create an informed citizenry here. So that's our mission. I think that's what we're all kind of driven by, is this idea that our community draws closer together when we can share ourselves and our thoughts. And of course, we're in a time when it's very polarizing, right?
Exactly.
The politics are pretty tough right now. But there's, I always come back to, there's more common ground with between us, even in these fractured sides that we see ourselves. And there's more common ground than there is a ground between us. And I try to go for that.
It's true, and I think you do a great job of that. You know, I always listen, and it seems to be fair in both sides, you know, and I appreciate that, and I think the community does too.
Right.
You know,
another thing that brings us together is great music, and I think that's where you step in, Bernie Mosier, on Easy on a Wednesday Morning, because you archive and put together a great show every week. As Chris said, it takes time, but it's great music. Music is really good for us.
It is. You know, it changes attitudes and finds commonness between folks. And, you know, I try and find music that, like, you know, that will make people reflect, inspire. You know, I try and find music that has lyrics that have meaning, you know, all that good stuff. And I love to start the day that way. I mean, it just changes my whole attitude about how the day begins. And so
I never catch more than just a few minutes at the end of your show, because it's over at 7, right?
It is.
I'll catch it sometimes when I'm coming down the hill to come in here, right? Because I'm on Wednesday after you are.
Right. And I try and, you know, the end of the show, I try and get a little more upbeat. You know, we'll start off at 5 a.m. It's I try not to put people to sleep, but, you know, I
try to wake them up in a gentle way.
You're right. Thanks.
Yeah, cool. Okay, well, you are donating a dozen KRFY hats. I got to say, I'm looking at pictures of them. It looks like it's a denim.
It's a cotton hat.
Cotton twill, yeah.
Right? Adjustable, embroidered KRFY. And in red, the hats are blue, and I took the logo that Jerry had made originally, which a slightly larger Y at the end, because oftentimes the us broadcasters go KRFY, you know, and things like that. So anyway,
why is a universal question?
Why?
They're really cool, and it would make a great Christmas gift or just something you can wear around and feel good about. And they are a buy now item, so you can go to our auction at biddingforgood.com/KRFY And check that out now. Bidding starts on Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, and there's I'm looking at it right now. There's a ton of other great things to bid on there, small and large. We already talked about the $300 gift certificate at Northwest Handmade and the terrific day-long drift boat float on the Kootenai River, which is a good one. There's also two tickets to the the festival at Sandpoint finale. What else do we have?
Well, there's a two-night stay at an Airbnb in Garfield Bay. There's two Seattle Seahawks preseason tickets for 2023 available, and a night at the Westin Hotel in Seattle. There's, yeah, as you said, big things, little things. There's a pie, either berry or apple, but made. There's a swallow house, a cedar swallow house. There's evergreen, fresh evergreen wreaths that you would get right before Christmas or before the holidays. There's an afternoon sail on Lake Pend'Oreille, 3 hours, four adults.
Next year.
Yeah.
Is that apple pie coming from Michigan apples this year?
No, we should give a shout out to Michael Bauer, who has been making apple pies for our auction for years, and they are famous. But he now lives in Michigan, in Battle Creek, Michigan. Yeah.
So who's their pie maker this year?
Jane Hoover.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Right. And she also has another item on there, 2 hours of leaf raking.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Now, that's unique.
And timely.
Yes. Very timely, huh?
So check it out, folks, at biddingforgood.com/KRFY. And there's this really good wine. It's called Date Night.
Yeah.
Pfeiffer Pavot Date Night. Two of those.
Yeah.
All
great
kinds of
stuff
things.
In our auction.
Local hiking book, guidebooks from Keoki Publishing.
Yeah.
Tell us about those, Chris.
Well, we have, we've been publishing these, both of these guidebooks just about 20 years ago, we came out with the first edition. We have a brand new edition of Trails of the Wild Selkirks. The companion book is Trails of the Wild Cabinets. And Jim Mellon, he's also a supporter of the station, but he's also an Uber hiker, I guess you could say. The guy, his friends aren't quite sure. He might be an alien because his endurance level is up there so high.
Or a goat or something.
But Jim Mellon is the principal author there, and he's very knowledgeable about all these trails that he writes about. They're the... the Bibles of our trails in this region. So, and they're not that expensive. If you're a hiker, you should get those. Even the thing about hiking now is you can go online and get all kinds of hiking information, but a book lets you see the whole spread of them.
Yeah. So we're going to say goodbye to Bernie Mosier. Thank you so much for coming in. And thank you for your great donation of 12 KRFY cool hats.
Thanks for having me and you guys this morning. Good to see you, Chris.
Yes.
Susie, always. And come on, folks. The auction opens up October 1st and runs through the 9th, and it's at biddingforgood.com/KRFY.
Bernie, thanks for coming in. Thanks for your Wednesday show, too. Yeah.
Talk to you. Bye.
Okay. We're going to take a musical break here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a few things that we skipped over, like the weather and things going on in town. So first we're going to hear John Prine, and this is a song that seems to be appropriate any time of year. It's A Big Old Goofy World. We'll be right back. And that's John Prine with Big Old Goofy World. And we're back here with Susie Prez. I'm Chris Bessler. We're hosting today's morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. And what are we telling folks about it today again, Susie?
Well, we were just talking, you and I, about how fun it was to have folks in the studio. We had Jackie Henrian, host of...
Songs, Voices, and Poems.
And Julie Calamine, the Tuesday morning show host, and Don Childress for Sunday Showtime, and Bernie Mosier, Easy on a Wednesday morning. And we had them in because they've all made donations to the KRFY online auction. There's so many good things. So we're encouraging folks to go and preview the auction now. Bidding starts October 1st, and you can preview by going to biddingforgood.com/KRFY. So and, that's what we did this morning, and this is really fun to do this live and in person.
It is. And we will have a link to that website on our website, krfy.org. You're probably more familiar with that. We'll have that there this afternoon. And bidding starts again October 1st. It only runs through October 9th, so you want to keep this top of mind. Go check it out and see the great stuff. Support your community radio station. Well, we have just a few minutes left. I wanted to circle back on the weather because today it's going to be a high of 82 degrees. How do you like that? It's still swimming weather, although I imagine it's pretty cool. We're going to see a chance of showers coming in tonight. Thursday is going to be showery, but then it's overnight Thursday night. It's going to clear off again, and we're going to come into a beautiful sunny weekend, Saturday and Sunday, highs in the mid-70s. So that's the weather. As for things going on around town, Susie, what's tomorrow's morning show with Jack and Jim?
I've been informed that it's Keely Gray. She's with the Lake Ponderay Repertory Theater. She's a director, and they're going to be talking about the show that's currently going to be at the Panada, The Importance of Being Earnest.
Yep. So that played last weekend, and it has its concluding weekend on Friday and Saturday. It's the classic Oscar Wilde play. It's a tale of romantic hijinks and misadventure. And I'm going.
You're going. All right.
Yeah, I don't want to miss
that. Support those people.
Yeah, not just that. It'll be good. It'll be fun to watch.
It's a good play.
And
do you have a song for us to go out, Chris? And remind people, I don't know if we recorded this, but all of our morning show podcasts on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are usually recorded and then put on our website, KRFY.org.
We did record this, so if you missed part of it, you can come back. I actually got it started a little bit late, so we missed part of Jackie's our interview with Jackie Henryon, but she is on there too. And it's going to be a beautiful weekend, folks. Have a great week.
Thanks, Chris. This was really fun to
it's been a lot, a lot of fun. We're going to go out with a Jerry Jeff Walker song. It's called Couldn't Do Nothing Right. I'm actually not too familiar with this song, although I did hear Jerry Jeff Walker. Very first thing I ever heard in the Panada was a Jerry Jeff Walker concert in the 80s.
In the 80s.
So that's why I decided to go with him. Have a great week, folks.
Take care.